Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees you in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees you in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." There is a common criticism of Christianity. Christians are hypocrites. We have a set of rules. We have guidelines. We have laws for how to live our lives. We have the Ten Commandments. We have the Sermon on the Mount, part of which we heard a few moments ago. We have words of Jesus, a lot of words of Jesus. We have words from the apostles. Jesus called us in the Sermon on the Mount to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world, the city on a hill. We have the golden rule. We are called as disciples of Jesus to give glory to God by the way we live. But, we fail. We publicly fail to live by these rules, these laws, these commands. We fail every day in many ways. Pastor Tony Campolo was a Baptist pastor, a storyteller, great storyteller, a national speaker. I quoted him in an old Ash Wednesday sermon many years ago. The other day I searched for the exact quote, and I put in the search engine, "Tony Campolo, hypocrites." And up came the first thing from this newfangled artificial intelligence, and the first sentence I got was, "There is no evidence that Tony Campolo was a hypocrite." That's the first thing that was said. I laughed out loud when I read that. And Pastor Campolo, who died just about 3 months ago, would have laughed as well. He used to say to people who would come up to him and say, I don't go to church because Christians are a bunch of hypocrites. And I did get the exact quote. He said, churches are made up of hypocrites. And that's why you'll fit right in. He taught that the best we can do is to know that we are hypocrites. He said that of himself. He was a hypocrite. We are all hypocrites. And he said that we need to work to put the effort in as disciples to be better. As we heard this evening, Jesus is against hypocrisy. We heard part of the Sermon on the Mount. But just before this passage, Jesus had said, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. He had just finished saying, let people see your good works. And now he's saying, do everything in private. They seem as if they're the opposite, but they're not. In today's reading, we heard in secret 6 times. Do these things. This prayer, this fasting, good works, giving to the poor. Do these things in private. And yet he had just said, let your light shine. But 6 times in this reading, we also hear, so that. When he was looking at the hypocrites, he said, they do these things so that they may be seen by others, so that they may be praised by others. Jesus is talking about motivation. Both of the things that he said are true. Do good works so that people will give glory to God. And do these things in secret. It's all about motivation. The motivation is to give glory to God. Why give to the poor? Why pray? Why do you do any spiritual practice like fasting? Especially the spiritual practice of fasting from sin. Our motivation as disciples is to be closer to God. Our motivation is to give glory to God. And this is a lifelong quest. Now, I like positive comments and compliments as well as anyone. This afternoon, one of the first things I heard as I greeted people was how great the youth service was Sunday. I've heard several comments about that. But it's not the praise that's important. What's really important about last Sunday is that the youth and the congregation, because of what happened on Sunday morning, we become closer to God. That's what's important. What's important is that Sunday was giving glory to God. That's our motivation. And that's our prayer, that we as the people of God, as disciples and the youth, will become closer to God. Last year's Lenten theme was walking with the Lord. This year, it's walking with the Lord again. It's a lifelong quest. And this is our calling, and this is why we do what we do in this place. To walk with the Lord again and again and again. Maybe next year's sermon title should be Walking with the Lord Again and Again. Now, the origin of the word Lent comes from an Old English word. And I have never been impressed by the origin of the word. I've never talked about it in a sermon. Tonight I do. The origin of the word Lent is spring. I've never been in. How does Lent and spring, just because it happens as spring comes about? But this year I learned something new. In medieval times, Lent was called the springtime of the soul. Lent as spring finally makes sense to me. The weather is getting warmer. Flowers are beginning to bloom. The grass is growing. We are entering into a season of renewal as we head towards summer. And as the church, now is the time for us to enter into a season of renewal, a season of growth, a season of new life, growing together, growing closer to God, walking with Jesus again. Lent is a time for us to do some spiritual spring cleaning. Lent's a time to work, to do, put the work in that Pastor Campolo talked about, to work to be less and less hypocritical. We can work at being less self-centered. We can work that whatever we do for the glory of God. Lent's a time for us to walk with the Lord again. Lent is a time to get closer to God. It is springtime for our souls. In the gospel reading, we heard Jesus talk about rewards. He told us that God will reward us when we do things in private, giving glory to God. Walking with Jesus, our theme for this year, walking with Jesus is reward in itself. That's the reward. It's hopeful. We're walking with Jesus. Being close to God is reward in itself. When we walk with God, we have hope. Doing the right thing, putting sin away, putting hypocrisy away, putting the work in to do that. This is rewarding work. And we do the work, in the words of Jesus, to give glory to our Father in heaven. Our opening hymn was titled, O Lord, throughout these 40 days. So 40 days, our mission is to become closer to God. The last verse of that hymn was a prayer, Be with us, Lord. Be with us. And when that final Easter dawns, we join in heaven's praise. As I worked on this sermon, I thought about what it feels like to walk with Jesus. As I'm walking with Jesus. I feel like a huge hypocrite. I feel small. But Jesus, in his love and grace, takes that away. Walking with Jesus is reward. When we walk with Jesus, when we truly walk with Jesus, we're walking in love. And we walk with Jesus, knowing where he's leading us to. He's leading us to the cross. And we know, and we believe that walking with Jesus again is walking through the cross to the resurrection, to our resurrection to eternal life. And there is no greater reward. Let us pray. Lord God, be with us. Be with us. Walk with us. Be with us in good and bad. Be with us in happy and sad. Lord, be with us in sickness and in health. And as we walk with Jesus, listen. Listen to him say to us, I am with you always. I am with you always. Jesus is saying to us, I am with you always.